In the studio, band who's also playing Splendor in the Grass. Hello to Dan and Jim.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hey,
gentlemen. I have not had you guys in my studio for far too long.
I agree.
I feel sorry for you.
We've been waiting by the phone, waiting for your call, and finally it came.
Finally. And you know what brought us together? Mackay, as usual.
Oh, it's always
beautiful
Mackay.
Beautiful tropical we'll Queensland. How are you guys doing? How are the preparations, I guess?
Good.
We've been in the studio the last few days practicing, which is always useful for a big festival.
Wow.
Yes.
I saw a video of you guys of a rehearsal studio, and Dan, your drums are set up at one end, and then Jim and Dan, your keyboards are facing each other.
Like, yep.
Is that how you rehearse?
We have a staring competition a lot of the times.
We like to make faces and see who laughs first, and then they have to do a lap around the studio and go and get the drinks.
It does look like that would happen.
we like to look at each other during. Otherwise,
rehearsal.
It's just kind of awkward.
No intimacy otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Someone might be making a face, saying, hey, you want me to speed up, slow down?
You want to match the rhythm of each other, so.
But then what happens on stage when you're playing, say, River Sessions tomorrow and you can't see each other?
Well,
we have little rear-view mirrors attached to our keyboards.
What we've been doing wrong.
Yeah. We have a stage tech who's like fold back going like, okay, speed up.
Dan
wants you to speed up. Slow down. You've done one too many choruses.
We've actually got sign language. Well, kind of like our own one, like, but like a secret one that the
nodding and shaking of heads and pointing and waving.
Like, ooh, you can't see my face right now, but when I'm going like, ooh,
yeah. Sort of push,
like, slow down a little,
push your hand out like you're sort of, like you're on a horse and you're trying to make it go faster.
Except that means slow down, right?
Yeah, I know.
But Dan, you as the drummer are the horse.
That's right.
And these guys are riding.
And they're spanking me. You know?
This is what happens when you play electronic music with no click tracks and no playback and stuff. You get to choose your tempos and stuff as you go.
Yes. And Dan often does.
if after the show stops and I sped up something, it's because I say that I did it on purpose.
we did call this an interview, but what it actually is, Dan, is an intervention.
If you guys are
wild,
stop speeding
tempo fluctuations.
You just got to say something. No more ambiguous horse slapping gestures.
Can't do it in the mic, Dan.
Did you remember that big protest that happened at Canberra? The no more ambiguous horse slapping gestures. Those big signs.
I didn't realize that was about
the
me.
Protest of one.
Hey, last time you guys were. I guess last time you guys were in Queensland, at least, this happened. Come on, bring in the harmony.
Chris. How's that going?
Go with it.
Chris Cheney from The Living End and you, Dan Mack, having a crazy guitar duel at the Big Pineapple Festival.
Yes, yeah.
Cheney was stoked. He doesn't do that very often. He doesn't get up with other bands and stuff.
No,
we were honoured.
Neither do I. It was a pretty awesome moment for me. I don't know if it was for him. But
no,
I think he enjoyed it.
He definitely loved it. Have you had a think about River Sessions this year? River Sessions, because Chris Cheney's not going to be there.
No.
We only have 45 minutes at River Sessions.
Oh.
So we're cramming some more songs in there. We're going to play a brand new one that we've never ever played. Our manager hasn't even heard this new song that we're going to play.
And she just did the Macaulay Culkin Home Alone thing.
No, it's going to be amazing.
That's great. Okay.
We haven't. But you've got some pretty mean chops, don't you, I hear, Lindsay?
I unfortunately will be stuck. No, well, I'm going to be in Parramatta, which is a beautiful part of Australia.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
But I shall not be in Mackay. I tell you who will be. Adele and Justine just decided then, impromptu road trip to Mackay. There you go, to see the Sweet As lineup. Art versus Science. Heck yeah, they said.
Ah, very good.
Heck yeah. Well,
I'm going to enjoy the drive.
I'll take that.
Triple J. I'm going to play you an Art versus Science song now, and then we need to talk about the video clip because, Dan, you are a beautiful, shining sun in this video clip.
Thank you.
And that is the least of the weirdness on Triple J. This is Art versus Science, Creature of the Night. Woo-hoo. Let us know if you're heading along to the River Sessions in Mackay this weekend.
Turn off the delay. There it is.
Special live outro there of Art versus Science, Creature of the Night on Triple J. Art versus Science in the studio, play in Mackay tomorrow night, and a bunch of other shows that I'll get to as well. But let's talk about that video clip, please, gentlemen. Simon from Cranny has texted in, Creatures of the Night, the song and video clip combined are a mix between D'Antwoord and Ween.
Oh, that's ooh, nice.
That's nice.
Take that.
So wacky and fun. Yes, this Art vs. Science song, banging track, Art vs. Science. You said new video, Dan Mack is a beautiful shining star, finished product coming soon. And then we see the video clip, and that's, as I said, the least weird thing about it.
Well, I wrote that little announcement, so I think that's right.
You didn't want to give too much away.
What's the thing about the clip? Oh, yes, me. Dan Mack is a beautiful, shining
Shall we talk
star.
About Jim's character? Because
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn is beautiful.
Thank you. I'm trying to represent the girl we got to talk on the track.
And she looks like that?
No, nothing like that.
Does any girl look like that? I don't know.
We found this girl. We met this girl at this bar, and she'd been, we were just chatting to her. I think she was from like Iceland or something. And mm-hmm. we had written this sort of poem. And after a few beers, she came back to our studio and she spoke these words over the track. And her name was Gwendolyn. So,
and that's as close as you could get in honor to the video.
In honor to her, I dressed up as a girl for the clip.
That's right.
Yeah.
And got to make out with a moon god.
Nearly make out.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Oh, don't give it away. Spoiler alert.
And what do you call the thing that you guys are playing in front of?
Oh, the Hypnotron.
Mm.
We made that. There was a Rudy Kobe thing. And do you remember the magician Rudy Kobe? That special.
He used to talk like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab your things and go over here and do this.
In the early 90s. Anyway, we were, as kids, fascinated by this thing called a hypnotron, because you stare at the TV. We recorded it on VHS and then watched it again. If you stare at this thing for like 15 seconds and then you look at like a picture or your hand or anything like that, it's all going
and it breathes and moves.
It's all swirly.
So we made this one that's like 2.5 meters across.
The world's biggest hypnotron.
The world's biggest.
Yeah, so far.
As verified by Guinness.
Have you tried? Have you seen that if it makes your vision do all the crazy things?
Yeah, it does.
Like, we were standing in front of it for a good sort of half an hour spinning it after we finally completed it on the day of shooting the clip.
What's the name of the painting or the guy in the painting in Ghostbusters?
Vigo.
It's like that painting, yes. Like we would be making it and you'd like be standing really close to it and then you'd sort of get this weird sort of icky, weird feeling in your head.
It's strange.
Like,
it might be a portal to another dimension.
We got sick after a while. It was like going into like a noxious.
You'd actually get nauseous.
You could only look at it for a bit while you're painting it, and then you had to step away and step outside and breathe for a while.
It was weird.
That's great.
Otherwise, you get sucked into the vortex.
Yeah. Mm. Well, is that? I mean, you've got that hypnotron now. It could travel with you guys. It could turn up anywhere.
Well, no, it couldn't.
It's attached to the wall of the shed where we built it. In Dan Mack's family home.
Yeah.
So you could maybe just have tourist groups come in. That's about.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I was down at the beach today and there were lots of tourists there.
No, I'm sure.
I could get onto the bus and divert it and say, I've got an even better attraction.
I was going to talk
about Bondi Beach.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to talk about playing that song live because you guys don't generally have samples and stuff.
No.
So how does that...
When we do it live, I have a vocal effects unit and I like change my voice to make it sound as feminine as possible.
So you become Gwendolyn again.
Yes, the metamorphosis.
We have enough hands to play that one.
Although I have to... It's really hard because I've got this vocal effects thing and I have to step on it and both my hands are doing something. So I have to stand on one foot and keep stepping on like delays and different voice patches on the effects.
You've got a button underneath your armpit.
Yeah.
To push when...
And one on top of my eyelid.
That's also where the cymbals are.
Actually, I've got a video. I haven't put it up on the Instagram yet, but it's funny of Dan playing guitar because we're playing a new song tomorrow in Mackay. And he has to do... Well, he was going to do a solo with his nose on the keyboard.
While he's kept playing
like,
guitar.
Foot on the sustain pedal and then like pressing his nose into keys.
You realise now that you've said that was a potential thing, that you now have to do it.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It has to happen now.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool trick. We'll see.
It was pretty exciting watching you in the studio do it.
Yeah.
I think. I've been playing keyboard with my nose for... years. You haven't noticed some of the songs, anyway.
That's because you're not looking at each other.
Looking at each other. Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll be
no
back.
Intimacy at all.
Art vs. Science after this. It's War Paint on Triple J. I would like to confirm that I just saw an Instagram video of Dan Mack from Art vs. Science playing a keyboard solo with his nose while still playing guitar. That is.
He's multi-talented, this man.
Triple J. That was War Paint and Love Is to Die. And I've got Art vs. Science in the studio. We're just talking about the track with the brand new video clip, Creature of the Night. And it's always good to check these songs with our listeners and stuff. Nick, how you doing? Say good day to Art vs. Science.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Nick.
Nick. Nick, why so quiet?
Nick, how you doing, man? Not Nick. No, Nick.
Oh, hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good, Nick.
Love that track. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks,
Keep
Nick.
Up the good work, guys.
What's wrong with your voice, man?
Yeah, you sound like our drummer.
Oh, on Triple J, Art vs. Science. We don't have any Nick. That's all right. No Nick. That's fine. Nick was good. Nick was a good story. Instead, we've got Art vs. Science. We've got Dan and Jim. That's right. He misses out. Yeah. Playing River Sessions and then a bunch of other shows as well. You've got a show, the official Splendor pre-party, Night Before Splendor in the Grass.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be some fun.
Doing some DJing. Interpol are there as well.
And Future Islands.
Future. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen them play before?
I've seen the video of them play on Letterman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flatmate showed me. Yes. The dancing is excellent.
He's very, very fun. So that's
it's really good,
yeah.
Actually.
We're not making fun of him.
I think it's rad dancing. Yeah.
We're going to have to work on something, Dan.
I know.
Can't be upstage,
bro. Oh, what about the crab dance?
I can do
the crab dance. Check that out on their Facebook page.
One trick pony, though.
Yeah, can't do that for an hour.
Nick, say hello to Art vs. Science.
Oh, we got Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Now you gave a brand new Art vs. Science song to a very special test group today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
The elderly couple. It's been late 60s or even 70s.
That's our target market.
Where did you meet them?
I was there for 15 minutes, and I've usually got the radio cranked up while I'm working there, and then we're at the back of the van sorting out the receipt, and on comes the song, and I'm usually having a good groove to it, and I got a little self-conscious. Everyone's sort of scratching their heads and looking around, and the gentleman said, well, some very interesting stuff, and the lady said, well, I like it.
Oh, yes. So it's music for the ladies.
Well, my parents are in the van, were they?
Is that the way your parents go?
Yeah, Dad watched the video with Mum the other night. It was pretty funny. It's basically his reaction.
I like to think that you and the couple then danced to the song, Nick, after that.
Yeah, there's a lot of pointing.
good. Now, we should just confirm, what were you actually doing with the couple?
I was changing a battery for them.
Ah, that's nothing. Could have been anything. Nick, it's lovely to talk to you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
Cheers. Listen, to Triple J with the Doctor. I've got Art vs. Science in the studio, and we're kind of in the middle of this.
Hey, it's Declan here.
And Will.
British India.
We want you to jack it off.
Jack it off.
This winter.
Courtesy of Triple J. Jack it off.
Now, the gentleman from Art vs. Science, you have brought jackets.
Yep.
I brought a yellow jacket with blue trimming.
Oh, it's kind of like a cricket umpire jacket, perhaps.
Yeah, or the Australian Test team from the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. I wore it once to a Mad Hatter's tea party.
Mm.
And it's still a little bit dirty from that.
I can see there's a few.
I didn't have time to wash it. Dirt.
Tea stains.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My jacket is more of a thermal top than a jacket.
That's good.
I figured if you're going to be outside in the cold, that would be a handy thing
to have. You guys are playing down the snow. You're playing at the station in Jindabyne on the 16th of August.
Yes,
you won't have that thermal anymore.
I know. I thought that when I picked it out of my drawer. This, I said, are you sure you want to give that away, Dan? I thought, well, that's a good indication that you should give it away. That's true charity there.
It is.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Dan W, what have you brought in?
I've got a checkered thing that looks good but is impractical for me.
You really sold it.
Yeah.
Well, you've had that for ages. You found something in the pocket of that before.
Oh, I did, yeah. I found an old set list in the pocket because I think I wore it like 5 years ago. I have it right here.
It's from like 2008.
I think. There's a song called Beautiful, which we always used to spell butterful, and a song called Beow.
Yeah, that went meow.
Yeah, I thought it went beow.
It sounds more like a cat.
Yeah, when you've got a cold, it's beow. So you obviously wrote that when you had a cold.
Yeah. And that's why we don't play it anymore.
You won't be playing Beow. You won't be playing Beautiful at River Sessions. Your brand new song at River Sessions.
Yep.
And I guess for the rest of these shows as well, the Cambridge on the 1st of August, the Republic Bar in Hobart, Uni Bar in Wollongong on the 14th of August. That was 1st, 8th and 14th. 15th in Canberra, 16th at the station in Jindabyne, and then Port Hedland on the 23rd of August, the Northwest Festival.
Art
vs. Science, bring it out.
You told me that you're going to be at the station show Splendor.
Yes, I'll be at Splendor Grass and the station show.
Now, I've seen you walking around with your guitar being all, oh, look, I'm so good. And I think I need to take you down a couple pegs, if I'm honest.
What do you mean by that? Just punch me?
Yeah. Hit you in the throat with his guitar.
While playing a keyboard solo with his nose.
I'm hereby challenging you to a duel.
Oh, you mean something like this? Some kind of Art vs. Science Parlez-vous France Jewel.
Yeah.
Art versus. Look, let's see what happens.
That was the most non-committal.
Okay, of course, I'll bloody do it. Of course. But you got to have fun at River Sessions. Work on those chops.
Oh, I have been chopping it out all week. Whenever we have a big show coming up, I play guitar for like an hour and a half every night. So until my fingers get tired, and then they become hard like nails. The ends, like steel. Steel on steel, my guitar work. You don't know. You don't understand. Someone else speak.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming into the studio and bringing those jackets as well, which was lovely. They will be put into the official Jacket Off charity bins.
Thanks for having us.
We'll get a photo of you with those jackets. And if people want to see that video of the nose solo, your Instagram name, just Art versus Science.
Art versus Science Music, actually.
Art versus Science Music.
And we'll see you tomorrow, Mackay.
Yeah. Yes, oh, Mackay. We're coming for you, Mackay.
Prepare.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.